There's plenty of racing, good racing too, going on around the country tomorrow, and we're going to do our best to cover as much of that as we can. And Dean Lester is the world's greatest form analyst, and he joins us every week on a Friday. Good morning, Dino.
Good morning, Daniel.
Don't know where to look this week, Dino. There's good racing in Brisbane, there's Adelaide, there's Melbourne, of course. You don't know where to look.
Yeah, plenty of action on, but the Group 1 racing in Adelaide, certainly the Derby's got great interest, and we've got a really good program at Caulfield.
Before we throw forward to the racing, just a reflection on the week of music. How did you think we fared? Because you are the guru.
Pretty comprehensive win for you, Adam, this week.
Yeah, correct. That's exactly right. Yeah.
I've been waiting for Poison and Choir Boys, and they've both arrived in the 1 week.
That's exactly right. Throw in you two, and you've got a beautiful blend.
Nah, overrated. I'm with Daniel there.
See, you've gone... In the feedback off the SMS is interesting, Dino. There wasn't a lot of reaction at all. Very bland is the feedback from the SMS traffic for Whitey this week. I wouldn't be surprised if I win this week, just going by the numbers. But we'll see what happens there.
I'm sure Pink Floyd divided opinion.
Yeah,
well, not really. It was all on one side.
Didn't have the nuance. Didn't understand the concept system that we're running here.
Well, those that stayed awake for long enough heard the end of the song.
Yes.
That's right.
I hope you're taking this advice, Daniel. I don't think we'll be seeing a musician on a stool from Daniel's selections in the coming weeks.
Oh, I'm going to bring them all out on stools now. Just to give you the Jimmy Brits. The second guitar solo was one of the all-time greats from that song.
They were travelling well enough to be on stools, Daniel.
My word, they were, Dino. My word. And I know that you love the Floyd, and I know that you're really deep down admiring what I'm doing about the concert system that I'm running.
I think you went with the wrong song, but that's okay.
The change-up.
He can learn from it. That's the great thing, Daniel. He can learn from it. He can heed the advice.
I would have gone Boys Will Be Boys too by Choir Boys, but anyway. And we'll move on. That's probably the best song. And Nick Quinn is that guy from the tab. We won't ask him about music. He's got no idea. Good morning, Quinny.
Good morning, Daniel. Good morning, all.
That's it. How's your week been, Quinny?
No, that's the extent of my knowledge on the music front. So I'll just shut up shop there. But no, it's been good. I'm in your good books after retweeting that magnificent goal down at Cardinia Park, and look forward to producing some more gems on social media this week.
You're an idiot is what you are, but it's great to have you on board. Now, Whitey, there's been some controversy with you in the last little while, and my understanding is there's been an incident.
Yeah, there has been. It's just coming through. The government supervisors have decided that as of last week, I had already had a warning that I had not been writing down the numbers well. I'd been asking for clarification from Dean on more than one occasion. I've been dumped. Now,
yep.
I've taken this on board well because Val's out the back cooking, so I'm about to go out there and have some breakfast. So I'm happy with that. But we have just got some audio of John and John, who made the call yesterday. Their government supervisors. This is some of the audio when they came to the decision on me being dumped.
So
they hesitated for a while and they said I'm out. And Daniel, I'm leaving the studio because you've got the main man back.
Well, we only want one man to take our numbers in the Friday form. That is Adam Ramanauskas, who's joined us. Rama, good morning.
Yes, very good morning. Very good morning. We need to get the professionals back. Get the amateurs out of the studio as quickly as possible, huh?
Couldn't agree more. It just feels normal. It feels nice again.
Make sure you write
morning.
It down well.
I'm very
well,
comfortable with this situation.
One thing I won't be able to do is the quality of handwriting that Whitey does produce is quite remarkable, really, for a man of his talents, that he's able to produce such neat handwriting.
That is true. The team is back together. I like this. This is going to be a good Friday form. We've got a lot to look forward to. We are at Caulfield tomorrow for the quaddy. For first-time players, what we do, have a look at the quaddy legs for the next day's play in Melbourne. Give you a chance to sharpen your pencils. And we might even go around the country a little bit and find some winners elsewhere if we can through other great racing across the nation. Let's start with race six, team. It is the first leg of the quaddy tomorrow. We've got 10 going around. And Sosie Bon continues to run for the Hayes Hayes Davening Yard and his favourite, Dino, at 320 at tab.com.au.
Yeah, he is, Daniel, and he's going very well. His win last start was good. He had a perfect run. Mark Zara just gave him the right run and he won well. That's my little concern tomorrow. he's only got barrier 8 in a field of 10, but just the way the race sets up, it could be a little bit tricky. And for that reason, I'm going with four, So You Win, to beat number 8, Hangman. So You Win was a horse I liked first up, but I think that track just got too wet for him late in the day at Caulfield, and that's a little bit of a concern tomorrow, the way the weather might play out. But he'll be a lot fitter for that run. He does have a little bit of wet track form, but he was first up last time. So I'm going to go with So You Win. I just think he'll get a cheap run. I think Hangman, whilst he's back a little bit in distance, Blinker's first time, he could land right on the back of the speed here and he'll run very well. Sosibon can win. It'll all come down to the first 400 because I think the inside five barriers have all got the capacity to kick up underneath him, and just might be a little tricky ride for Thomas Stockdale. He's just going to have to think his way through it, but he's got a horse in form to run well. And I'll put in Mask of Time next best. He's one that would appreciate the rain coming through the day. That was a very fast race last start, the Hawkesbury Cup, and he rode the speed. Wasn't good enough, but on a lot slower tempo here and a winner at Caulfield, he could certainly bounce back to form. So they're the four for me.
Quinny, what's the market suggest from tab.com.au?
Sosibon has been popular, 350 into 320. Hangman at 370 chance. Mask of Time, 7. Maha Mazdeus at 9. So You Win, Dino's on top selection at $9.50. Dino, with the mighty Sosibon, he's had 49 career starts for 4 victories. He's looking to go back-to-back for the first time in his career. You're obviously not tipping him. He's priced at $3.20. Do you think that represents more his recent form or his overall reputation?
No, his price is about right. Now, I priced up that race, and he, I think his price is about spot on. So if you like him, there's no reason not to take that sort of price. But I think it'll just come down tactically where he ends up in the first 400 metres, because I've got no problem with the fact that he's probably going better than any horse in the race.
You left out number 10, Southern Rock, a former import having his first Australian start. He did win over 16.50 at Hamilton Park, but do you anticipate he will be sharper for tomorrow's assignment and might be one worth following going forward?
He's had a couple of jump outs at Ballarat. I thought he looked a little bit one-paced recently, but that was on the synthetic track. He's a hard horse to assess in that regard, but he certainly has a degree of talent watching those wins in Europe. But, yeah, he's one I just want to see tomorrow and see where he fits in.
Just got a text message from Jimmy Bartel, a little bit disappointed he's been overlooked for the role that Ram has taken. He said, quote, "No one's got more experience in taking numbers than me."
20,000 steps into there, man, Jim. I can tell you, he just sent me a text as well. He's doing a great thing, 100,000 steps today. Not sure why, but he's doing it. Rammer, so good to have you back. What are those numbers, please, for our punters out there in the first leg?
4, 8, 2, and 6.
4, 8, 2, and 6 in the first leg tomorrow at the Caulfield Quarter. Let's have a look at the second leg, which is over the 1,800 metres, a benchmark 84 affair, and we've got a good-sized field again, Dino, here. The Shot of Irish for Richard Lamming, last start winner as well, is favourite at tab.com.au.
He is. He was very good last Saturday. It was a good, tough win on pace and beat an in-form horse. He's a good chance again. I don't think there's a lot between probably 4 horses here, and he's one of them. I like the way a horse called Nudge Bar is going. He won on Mornington Cup Day, beating Sentimentalist, who he meets again here. But he did a good job to win on that occasion. He ran very well at Caulfield, his next start, and then he won at Cranbourne last start. I actually think the ease back in trip to 1,800 suits him, and he handles all conditions. I think he'll run very well. Number 10, Grinzinger Star, is ready to win. He's had the 2 runs back. Chased home Aussie Nugget last start. A little bit of a change, just the barrier draws and how the track might play might favour him a little bit over Aussie Nugget, but there won't be a lot between them. Both of them have got legitimate winning chances, numbers 10 and 11, and certainly Shot of Irish goes in. I think he makes his own luck up on the pace, as he did last week. He's got to run 1,800 metres. That's the next challenge, and he's got just a couple there that'll just keep him honest early in the run, so that might be the little challenge late in the race. And it really is weather dependent. If the rain didn't happen to come, I'd be putting number 3 Nobu in. He can improve sharply. He's certainly just looking for dry ground, and he's a good talent at his best. But as it stands, I think we'll just go with the 4 main chances.
So I should mention the 2 and 14 scratch there, Dark Eyes and New Arrangement scratched. Zooey's comment number 15 gets a run as a result. Quinny?
Nudgeborough, $7.50 chance. Odeno bouncing the ball with $9.50 and $7.50 selections to start the quaddy. The other selections, Shot of Irish at $4.60, Aussie Nugget $6, Sentimental at $6.50. Of those at the pointy end of the market, Dino, you've left out number 10, Grinziger Star.
No, I've got him in for second, so I'm pretty happy to have him there.
Gee whiz, I've got Whitey taking numbers down wrong and not listening, and now I've got you doing it, Quinny.
So you said you're taking the four, so you've left out. So, now, I'll get Rabbit to give the numbers again. I'll stick to the questions I had prepared. Dino, the toppy defibrillate, you haven't got in the quaddy tomorrow. Do you think this horse might be worth sticking with over more ground? What don't you like about tomorrow's assignment?
Look, I think he'll be back and inside and need luck. I'm a real fan of the horse. I'd follow him strongly through this campaign. He probably goes through to the, you know, if he's going well enough, a race like the Banjo Patterson series over a bit of distance. And I think he's part-owned by the great Baz McCullum, great New Zealand cricketer. I think he's got a share in Defibrillate. And I think they're probably in for a good time this preparation, as they have been so far. He's won 5 out of 8, so he's a good horse. But I just don't know if 1,800 around Caulfield is his absolute go. He has trialled okay, though.
There has been good money for number 12, Think We're Due, who's been 9.50 into 7.50, currently the best backed runner outside the favourite at this stage. This horse has been a model of consistency, had 1-2 on the bounce before placing behind Sentimentalist last start. A couple of negatives tomorrow might include the wide draw?
A little bit, and the speed inside him and the fact that he's, I think, still in at Cranbourne tonight. He hasn't been scratched from Cranbourne tonight, so I was thinking he might go that way. So yeah, that might be a bit of a setback for him if he runs tonight.
That would be a setback, you would think, for running tomorrow. We'll see how that goes. Rama, what are the numbers, please, for the second leg of the quaddy?
9, 10, 11, 6. And if the rain stays away, throw in number 3.
Rain stays away, throw in number 3. 9, 10, 11, 6. The second leg of the quaddy. Let's get to the third leg. It's over 1,100 metres. An open handicap affair. We've got 14 in the field. Scratchings at this stage are 6 and 13. So 15 and 16, our Luca and Never Again get a crack. This stage, Dino, I saw the jump outs of Eduardo recently. It seems to be going magnificently, but William Thomas and Vainstream, along with Coruscate, hold the favouritism in an open affair in race number 8 at $6 at tab.com.au.
Yeah, I'm probably more with the favoured ones there, Daniel. Eduardo's a horse that always tends to jump out well because he's a fast horse, and just whether he's still in, capable of winning at this stage, well up in the weights, that would be my little query. I think it's a good race for William Thomas to win again. I know he shoots up in the weights for that last start win, but he just got that slingshot off the bend and really quickened down well. And won in really good fashion. Michael D rode him well. He goes well at Caulfield. Lyre came through that race to all but win a Group 1 last start. So I think there's plenty to like about that form. And I think he's got a terrific winning chance to beat 5, Vainstream. Another one coming off a Caulfield win last start. Just maps for a great run again. 8, Coruscate. Has been in good form. He's drawn closer to the inside again as he was last start, where William Thomas was probably advantage getting down the outside. Might be a similar scenario here. 9, News Girl. She ran pretty well last start. Lewis German rode a last start in a stakes race, so he couldn't use his 3 kilo allowance. He can here. So all of a sudden, she becomes very well weighted, and she loves the 1,100 at Caulfield. And I'm putting 7, Tavisan in. He'll jump, he'll put himself right there. He'll be better for that first up run, and he could certainly improve. So they're the main chances for me.
Open affair, Quinny?
Very open affair. The best back runner at this stage has been William Thomas. One of 3 runners at $6 with Mainstream and Coruscate. Eduardo, a $9 chance with Tavisan. Just going back to the last race, Think We're Due isn't running tonight. It's also an exception Sunday.
Sunday,
and it's
Sunday, yeah.
In both races at this stage. Now, Eduardo, he's been an interesting horse throughout his career, Dino. He's obviously had lots and lots of issues. First up, a couple of excuses, but down the track. Can you afford to stick with him, or do you want to see him do it again?
I'd be happy to see him do it again. I was a big fan, and he's been running in good races, but I thought first up he was fairly plain, and he can certainly build off that, I'd imagine, but I'd rather, you know, see him absolutely find his best again.
And with William Thomas, he did have a little bit of a patch where he went off the boil a little bit, but overall he's got a great winning record, 7 victories from 20 career starts, and again he's a $6 chance. He almost seems like one of those horses that just continues to sneak under the radar from a betting perspective.
Yeah, I think it's probably the weight rise that's turned people off him a bit tomorrow, but I don't know if that's going to be an issue. The way the race will be run, he'll be probably in his absolute A spot where he likes to be, you know, with a little bit of room just to get to the outside and run home. We saw at the in the Hariba Stakes at Mornington, he had no luck, and then he had no luck again when he went back to the inside at Caulfield. As soon as he got to the outside with a bit of galloping room, we saw the best of him last start, and he gets that scenario again tomorrow.
Rama, you're being applauded off the SMS for the way you're going about your business. No stories, no editorials, just numbers, and that's what we're asking from our Friday number taker. What do you got for us for the third leg, please?
3, 5, 8, 9, and 7.
3, 5, 8, 9, 7. We'll get to a break. 3 legs down, 23 past 7 on a Friday morning, middle of the Friday form with Dino and Quinny. Great to have Rama back with us taking the numbers as he does. We've got another leg of the quarter to go. We've got the formula bit. We've got Rama's roughie, and we might even go around the grounds on RSN. It is love on a Friday form. That's what it is, Alex. Goodness me. Goodness me. Alex Van Halen was born on this day in 1953. Drummer and co-founder of US rock band Van Halen. Brother Eddie is the lead guitarist. Alex is 67 today on the 8th of May. Dino, you a Van Halen man?
Huge.
Huge?
Huge. And you played my favourite song too, so I'm more than happy.
Right. Well, at least I've done something right for you the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it was the vintage time for me for Van Halen there.
Right, good. Well, happy birthday, Alex. 67 today. Van Halen, one of the big-time bands in rock history, no doubt about that. And we are 3 legs into the big-time quaddy tomorrow at Caulfield. We've got 1 leg to go. We'll have a look at the derby in Adelaide as well. And then we'll get Rama's roughie and the formula bit as well from Dino. But let's have a look at race 9, the last leg of the quaddy with 3 legs down, 1 to go. And a full field of 14 again. Plenty of emergencies just in case floating around. But number 3 is the favourite at tab.com.au. Craig Williams in the saddle for DT O'Brien, who is hot in a horse named after Nick Quinn. Absolute flirt, Dino.
Well, indeed. And might be getting the prize too. I was keen on her last start, and that was the day it rained pretty heavily through the day, and it was hard to make ground, and she was in the wrong spot. The one thing she does need now is another win. She started her career with a couple of victories, and she's run a lot of good races since, but hasn't won in her last, 9 runs or so. And that's the little key element to her, but I think she'll be hard to beat. Really interesting runner here, number 1, Strasbourg, for now with Anthony Friedman. 5th in the Danehill, first up last time into Delasan and co, finishing beside Super Seth, is a fantastic form reference. He's had 2 recent jump outs. Most recent of them at Mornington, he went really well. Claim for Thomas Stockdale, I could just see him sweeping down the outside and running well, if not winning. 17, I did it for love from the Patrick Payne yard. With the claim, gets in nicely at the weights, lightly raced and progressive on-pace runner. And I'll put in 5 the Astrologist. He hasn't raced for a while. He's got terrific form, obviously, around the likes of the good filly Rubisaki. He's had a trial recently. He resumes. He should be quite strong late. But, it's a very good race to finish, but I slightly into absolute flirt, but very wary of Strasbourg.
Quinny, are there wary punters out there for Strasbourg?
Well, Strasbourg's an $11 chance. Absolute flirt at $3.60. I was going to ask you about Strasbourg, Dino, because you look through the form and you see chasing home the likes of Dallasan, Alligator Blood, and earlier on in the career went around single-figure odds in the Todman, won by Yes, Yes, Yes. He's obviously a bit of a knockout tomorrow at double-figure odds. But just on those early two-year-olds that show a lot of brilliance and then do dip a little bit, how hard would it be to see him return to his best and maybe do what a lot of people anticipated he would do by this stage of his career?
Oh, I don't think it's that hard. He wasn't a jump-and-run two-year-old. you know, he's quite a strong horse. He won the Group 2 size produce up in Brisbane over 1,400 metres. So 1,000 metres is going to be his minimum distance, but he'll be strong late, and this is a very good race for him to get back to form. And he's got a placing on the soft and a placing in the heavy, and obviously in reasonable company. So I just think there's a bit of class to him, and the way he trialled suggests he'll run very well.
A little bit of left field one for you. Three of the runners come through victories at Pakenham and Cranbourne last start. Beauty Supreme, Young Liam and Magna Jet, who's also in tonight. How do you find assessing those races going to town on a Saturday?
Beauty Supreme's first up looked to trial okay. Whether sharp enough to win 1,000 here, but gets a good run. Who else do we have there, Nicholas?
Young Liam.
Young Liam's very quick. I wouldn't think there'd be many that would lead him. Whether he'll hang on at the end of 1,000 at Caulfield, he's got around the corner well at Cranbourne and got home, but I think he'll probably lead and he'll give some sort of sight, but I wouldn't have him as a winning chance, more a place chance. And as you said, Magna Jet's in tonight, so he might take his chances there. And I think Galinas might even be in tonight, the other emergency.
All right, let's have a look at the numbers for the last leg. Please, Rama.
3, 1, 9, and 5. I know we heard 17 from Dino, but I did it for love. Is it gate? Running from gate 17, actually number 9.
Well, this is unbelievable.
The best, Rama.
This is unbelievable.
Whitey
would have been going, hang on, what did he say? Who's doing what? Are we racing tomorrow? Is this the third quarter of a game between Essendon and Fitzroy? Like, that's what he would have been thinking. And you've been picking up numbers instead of barriers.
I don't like correcting Dino because he is the absolute best in the business, but I know Dino likes the numbers read out properly.
Hard to argue with that. So, for the players at home, Rama, that have just turned the radio on, they've worked out, oh, I've missed the quaddy numbers from Dino. What are those numbers again, please?
Race 6, 4, 8, 2, and 6. Race 7, 9, 10, 11, 6. And if it stays dry, number 3. Race 8, 3, 5, 8, 9, and 7. Race 9, 3, 1, 9, and 5.
Magnificent. Let's get across to Adelaide for the Derby before we come back for the Ruffy and the Formula Bet, Dino, if you can. The Derby's a very, very good race tomorrow at Adelaide. We've got a big field of 13 going around. There's a couple of fillies down the bottom as well. But Dallasan leads the market. Number 1 at $2.90 at tab.com.au.
Yeah, and he's a class runner, Daniel. He's a Carbine Club Stakes winner and ran very well in the All-Star Mile, and now he's extended out to the longer trips, winning the Port Adelaide Guineas and the Chairman's, which are the two lead-up races. He's on his home track. He's going to give a great sight, but I think at 2,500 off an inside draw, Warning might be able to get him. His lead-up run was terrific. I just think he'll park just inside midfield, back on the inside, and do very little work, and I think he'll be hard to beat. Russian Camelot might be the best of all of them, but remember, he's bred to Northern Hemisphere time, so he's giving away about 6 months in age. At this stage of their lives, that's a significant amount, and he hasn't had the ideal preparation. He had a jump out last Friday to try and compensate for that missed run when he was scratched a couple of weeks back, but he's a good talent, and he looks like he'll really stay, so I respect him. And the fillies, both fillies will run well. Moonlight Maid's just got to relax in her races. She was terrific in the Oaks last week. And Zaydani didn't have the best of runs, but right on the line was going okay. And she could certainly, I don't know if she could win, she could certainly sneak a place because she'll be strong at the end of 2,500.
All right. So Warning for you in the Derby. Is that what the punters are sort of warming to, Quinny, or are they sticking with Dallasan?
Both. Warning's been the second best back runner. Dallasan's been the best back. Dallasan has been 320 to 290. Warning now a $4 equals second elite with Russian Camelot. Just on the favourite, Dallasan, Dino, had a really good Melbourne campaign that seemed to improve with every run and has gone back to South Australia with those two nice victories. But this race seems to be a little bit of an afterthought on the back of lots of racing where Warning has always been primed for the 2,500, and the only time we saw him there, he won the VRC Derby.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Warning did go to the ATC Derby, so I would have thought that was his target for a lot richer money. And Delasan, I think, probably was identified after about his third run in that he was going more like a stayer, so that's why they've plotted this path. So it's a very interesting challenge. You've got Warning, who's had the runs at 2,500 metres winning the Derby, and the 2,400-metre ATC Derby where he had no luck at all. So he's got the grounding at the distance. Delasan's striving for it for the first time, but looks as though he's going like a stayer. So, you know, they're tight in the market for a reason, and that's why, because there's not much between them.
Now, Russian Camelot is going to be popular because it was so breathtaking winning at Pakenham, but that was back on April 9. He missed that Flemington run with a throat issue. How much of a concern is it, not just the inexperience, the fact that it's his fifth career start, but the fact that he's had such an interrupted campaign?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both. I think, you know, he's, if you're backing him tomorrow, you're just thinking he's the best horse, simple as that, and it won't matter what's happened. But if you've got worries, it's the time between runs and, you know, the fact that he did have a problem which caused him to miss racing on Anzac Day. So for mine, they're just too big an issue to ignore. So for me, he's a little bit under the odds. But as I said, long term, we look at this race in 12 months, look back, he might be the best horse by a long way. But whether he can do it tomorrow will be a really good challenge.
All right, that's the Derby. So Warning for Dino in the Derby tomorrow in Adelaide. A couple of things before we let you go, Dino. We know you've got work to do for a busy weekend at RSN 927. The formula bet, please. Who are you playing for and what are you suggesting?
Playing for Jocker Brunton of North Croydon, and for Jocker we're having $40 the win. Race 1, number 1, National Choice. $40 the win. Race 3, number 6, Excel Man. And $40 on the all-up of the pair. I know you love these early races, Daniel. Race 1, number 1, into Race 3, number 6, and that was for Jocker Brunton of North Croydon.
Quinny.
$11.50 the all-up. $2.50 by $4.60, so good luck there with the multi there. Those races, two money back for second or third races, 1-6 at Caulfield tomorrow. But the fact that we've been on 37 minutes together and we haven't mentioned last week's winning RR.
Oh, the Ramaruffi was a very popular moment and investment in the Harford household last week. I know it was taken up by plenty, Dino. You've done it again. A fantastic result. It was only about 31 minutes too, Quinny. A fantastic result for us last week. Can you do it again with the Ramaruffi? You've got the great man on the line listening.
Yeah, well, if we get it tomorrow, we're getting a lot better price. That one last week, He's a Fox, obviously was very well backed in. But we're going to head to race 2. And for the Ramaruffi, number 14, Strategic Phil. Terrific run first up. I just think he's got a really good chance at Nicholas. What sort of price?
Wait for it. 23 the win, 7 the place.
23 and 7, Rammer.
Well, that will be a true Mother's Day present, I think, for the punters.
True. Mother's Day. Yeah, I forgot about that. Should do something about that today. 23 and 7 for race 2, number 14, the Ramaruffi at Caulfield, which means, Rammer, we've got 7 races covered with our selections today, with the formula bet, the Ruffy, and the Quaddy Legs. We've got 7 races covered from Dino on a Friday morning, and that is outstanding, let alone the Derby as well in Adelaide. Dino, you're a bloody gem. We appreciate it again on a Friday morning. Have a great weekend. Look forward to hearing more of you across RSN 927.
Terrific. Thank you, Daniel.
Good stuff. Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst with us on a Friday morning. Quinny, how can you top that?
Well, I don't know if I can, but I do like a $5 chance in race 2 at Randwick tomorrow. Race 2, number 7, Cucaracha, has been well back for the JJ Atkins and should be very hard to beat tomorrow if they are going to head that way. So hopefully a $5 winner there. And at shorter odds later on in the day, race 5, number 14, Masked Crusader. We saw this horse win very impressively at Bendigo last start from the horse team. It should be a good way to anchor a few multis.
Nice work from you, Nicholas. We'll chat to you a little bit later on.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Daniel.